Dave Jackie is an author and expert on what's known as permaculture, using ecological and environmental design to develop sustainable architecture and self-maintain agricultural systems modeled from natural ecosystems.
So we're trying to apply ecological principles to the design of human societies in all their aspects. And a big piece of that, of course, is food. I wrote a book called Edible Forest Gardens, which is really forest gardening is kind of the core of permaculture's beginning, where we're doing the same thing, but designing a garden that produces food, fuel, fiber, fodder, fertilizer, pharmaceuticals, and fun, using ecological principles and patterns to have that garden be as self-maintaining, self-fertilizing, and self-renewing as possible.
Jackie tours the country, helping communities build what he calls edible forests. The native peoples, he said, had brilliant strategies for land management, but as the country has grown and we've moved on to inventing computers and exploring space, we've left our food farming duties to large agricultural firms.
We're trying to take those indigenous ideas and apply them in a modern context using the science and all the tools and technologies we have available.
But Jackie believes it will one day be possible to create self-maintaining, self-renewing, and self-fertilizing gardens.
So there's a lot of work to really shift the way people think, not just what we think, but how we think and how we perceive. And that's a really critical piece because our whole culture is based on a monoculture mindset. And we see things as having only one purpose or one function. And that's just not the way nature works. We tend to see things as a collection of independent, isolated elements. And that's not how nature works either. Everything is connected. Everything's interdependent. So there's a whole mental shift that has to happen. But then, of course, we have to get into all the nitty-gritty details of, you know, what plants will grow where and why you put them in different places and how do you put them together in combinations that will result in a system that is greater than the sum of its parts.
Park City resident Dee Downing and the president of Red Ant, a local landscape contractor, believes there's a great opportunity to raise and grow the food we need just within Summit and Wasatch counties, especially with the news that climate change will likely impact Park City's future as a ski resort.
As the snow level rises, I think it's going to become our more challenging for our income to be based strictly on skiing. And beyond that, there is no reason we should be importing our food from across borders. There's no reason we can't be doing a large portion of the food that we eat here. You know, we have a whole agricultural east side, and then the world comes to the west side here in Park City. It's a perfect revenue stream.
While citrus will never grow in Park City, Downing says Old Town grows great plums, and she's also found bushes of what's called teaweed locally scattered across town. It's the plant that produces goji berries, which retail for about $25 a pound at the local health food store. Downing already has a couple of trial food forests growing in Summit County.
We're finding out exactly what species work, what species are more of a challenge, and the idea is to set up a system so that it is self-maintaining and doesn't take so many inputs, external inputs, and so that we're not working as hard, that if you set up, design, and plant the system works for you, and you're actually working with the system, and it's much, much easier landscape to manage. So in my work, I'm a landscape contractor. Why not, whether it's an edible forest system or not, why not set up a system that works so we're bringing in less fertilizer from off-site where the plants are? There's actually this underground economy, as Dave mentioned, of exchange of nutrients and water in the soil where the plants are actually working together for you, and you set that up in the beginning. So you design it and you plant it, and then there's much less maintenance down the road.
She has 18 different species of berries growing in one of the forests, and the other has berries, fruit, and medicinal herbs. Some of the species, she says, are native, but many are not.
What I'm curious about are the plants that we can drop into the systems here that already exist, that we see in the forest every day when we're out riding and hiking. And so that's what I'm experimenting with, is actually transplanting or propagating from seed and injecting those plants into these systems.
That's Dee Downing and Dave Jackie. You can find out more about permaculture and food forests on Jackie's website, edibleforestgardens.com. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.